Here's a conundrum. If a disturbing play is brilliantly played, is it even more disturbing? Where's the fun in that? Wonders our theater critic, Michael Bourne.
Toward the end of every year at the theater, come the holidays, colorful shows, cheerful shows open, especially meant for families with kids and tourists. Usually. But this whole season, on and off Broadway, I can't remember so many shows not cheerful. Shows dark and disturbing. Killers awaiting execution and ranting in the play Jesus Hop the A-Train at the Signature Theater. A teacher's dangerous encounter with a sociopath in the play Office Hour at the Public Theater. Not to forget the dystopian classic 1984, complete with the rats. And all the shows that have damned Donald Trump, including assassinating him as Julius Caesar in the park. Junk opened at the Lincoln Center Theater just as the Republican tax bill was being predicted by economists aplenty to become a monetary disaster for most Americans. Ayaan Akhtar, the playwright, looks at economic crises in 1985 when junk bonds, debt investment, legal loopholes that enabled corporate takeovers, and a staggering absence of a moral compass in American business precipitated crashes that have come and are still to come. The stage of the Vivian Beaumont that's spectacularly encompassed a royal palace and a magical island in recent shows is now designed by John Lee Beatty as if a living stock ticker. And though I know nothing about the numbers whirling about in the lights, though I don't really know anything about economics, junk is angering and even frightening. Describe the Night. Now, at the Atlantic Theater, is a play even more painful. Rajiv Joseph, the playwright, tells the story of author Isaac Babel, played by Danny Burstein, tortured and finally murdered by a communist goon, played by Zach Grenier. So intimately menacing are their encounters that every moment, every word drips with sorrow and terror. And then, right in the middle of the holidays, comes the most disturbing play I've seen, maybe ever. The Children at the Manhattan Theater Club. Lucy Kirkwood, the playwright, imagines a looming apocalypse after climate changes have been disastrous already, including earthquakes, plus a nuclear meltdown, three physicists await radiation poisoning, and a tsunami. The Children is superbly acted, including some matter-of-factly apocalyptic whimsy. I was so stunned at the end of the world finale, I couldn't stay for the talkback after the performance. I didn't want to think anymore. I wanted to drink myself into a stupor at the pub across the street from The Children. I'm Michael Bourne.